This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The technology known as fracking or hydraulic fracturing has environmentalists deeply concerned with groundwater pollution. Then there's the effect on global temperatures of burning the resulting fossil fuel. But is it possible that America's new energy boom could bring factory jobs back from overseas? Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics commentator, has been considering what some see as a new manufacturing boom in this country. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So it's not just a few points of light here. You think there's a trend in the making?
I think there's definitely a trend in the making. I mean, you're right. There are these headlines about Caterpillar and General Electric, Ford, moving more of their production here into the U.S. But it's also, I think, fewer U.S. manufacturers going overseas, and they're deciding to stay put.
Now, it's interesting why they would do so. I remember spending time with the CEO of a factory that makes industrial-sized pizza ovens, and he almost exported a bunch of jobs, but really cared about his local community, cared about local jobs. So he rethought it, brought in technology, and hired local people. That's one way that businesses come to this way of thinking.
Well, it is, because we have an educated workforce. Wages are going up in China. There are concerns about these extended supply chains. But here's the thing, David. I think something new is going on. It's a sticker shock. The price of natural gas has gone down. It's the fracking boom. And an unexpected side effect of the fracking boom is a manufacturing renaissance.
That's interesting. So you're arguing that a resurgence in manufacturing is almost like an energy play.
The Boston Consulting Group, they've done a bunch of research in this area, and they're arguing that if you take the U.S. cost advantage in labor and energy, that the U.S. could end up capturing $70 billion, $115 billion in annual exports from major manufacturing nations that are our competitors. And what is underpinning it is cheap energy and stable energy supplies in a highly uncertain global economy.
I mean, Chris, my assumption here, right, is when manufacturing resurges, that creates jobs, obviously, right?
Right. Well, it creates jobs, but I don't think this is a job creation play. I think it's a wealth creation play. So these are going to be, you know, a small number of jobs, require some form of post-secondary education. But the thing about manufacturing, it adds to a lot of service sector jobs. So I think this fracking boom leading to a manufacturing renaissance, that's something to celebrate.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics maven. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.